Boston's Copley Square was the scene yesterday of another protest against the policies of the Trump administration. This time, the protesters were scientists who were in town for one of the first national science conferences since last year's election. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Standing up for science! We're here in Alliance! Standing up for science!
Scientists and their supporters packed into Copley Square yesterday to protest what organizers call the anti-science forces now in power in Washington.
I'm very concerned about the denial of climate change.
Brian Hamlin of Medford is a board member of the New England Botanical Club.
It's all this talk of alternative facts. Climate change is a fact, and we need to work on it. I may not live to see the most serious effects, but I have grandchildren who will pay the price if we don't deal with it.
Hamlin was among hundreds of demonstrators from institutions across the region. Many expressed concerns that the Trump administration's notion of alternative facts is antithetical to science. The protest came during the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Zane Martin joined the crowd during a break from the conference.
It's inspirational, you know, to be here for a conference and then to see, you know, the public here in Boston have this kind of excitement for science. It's good.
Martin studies Alzheimer's disease in Bethesda, Maryland. She says her funding comes from the federal government. Now she worries about future support for research.
Policymakers now have less emphasis on importance of science. But other fields in science, of course, have even more fears, such as, you know, climate scientists or the EPA or the Department of Energy.
Protesters also railed against the new chief of the EPA, Scott Pruitt. As Attorney General of Oklahoma, Pruitt filed 14 lawsuits against regulations from the agency he now heads. Many of the demonstrators sported white lab coats, like Jeremy Andrietta, who teaches chemistry at Worcester State University.
I think it's important that we kind of depoliticize science as much as possible so that, you know, we can focus on what the real problems are and not worry about whether our results are going to get shot down because people don't agree or believe in them.
Andrietta said he came to speak up for the facts, even though scientists usually let the facts speak for themselves. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.